Hello, my friends. Welcome once again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. Thanks for joining me on the 21st day of November. It's a Sunday, the Lord's Day, as the early church called it. And if it's your day to be with the believers in congregation somewhere, I pray favor over your meeting, whatever that looks like. We're excited about our monthly meeting here in Flowery Branch, Georgia, where we do a little double up today, getting our monthly meeting and our Tuesday meeting in one day, as we are not having our meeting on Tuesday because of Thanksgiving week. This is a big week for everyone in the United States that celebrate Thanksgiving, and I think it's a sort of an across-culture celebration in the United States, not a religious holiday, but one that we religiously practice, and we kind of spend it in much the same way we spend worship, being thankful. At least I hope that's the way we spend it, thankful and grateful. I don't only limit that to one or two areas. I think you could show your thankfulness and your gratefulness for all kinds of things in this season. And let's hope we don't limit it to one day. We'll talk about Thanksgiving or some of the things about our own thankfulness this week. We'll kind of take a little side step and do that when Thursday rolls around. For today, let me remind you to go check out The Inescapable God. I'm very excited about that word. It was one of those that as I delivered it, I thought, man, I want to get this out now. But I've waited because I always put them out on Sunday. And I hope and pray that you get a chance to take a look at that. The text we're in today, technically, if we're moving left to right, is Genesis 14. I don't want to read too many verses from the first 17 verses. In fact, I don't want to read any of those verses. I just want to tell you what happens. And the reason I'm doing it this way is really the first 17 verses of chapter 14 describe a war that happens between five kings and four kings. And Lot gets caught in the middle of it. Remember, Lot came with Abram, and then they split in the 13th chapter. Lot goes his way, Abram goes his way. And they take Lot captive, and Abram hears about it and takes 318 of his own trained servants from his house. And they go on a sort of a search and rescue mission, and they find Lot, and they bring back Lot and his goods and all of his people. And as they return, Abram is met by the king of Salem, Melchizedek. And then there's a famous encounter there where Abram tithes to Melchizedek. And then the 15th chapter shifts gears and God renews covenant with Abraham. In fact, God cuts covenant with Abraham, chapter 15, and opens by saying, "Don't be afraid, I'm going to be your shield." Now, the reason I bring that into the story is because you'll hit the 15th chapter and you go, well, why is God saying, don't worry, I'll be your shield? Because of what Abraham went through in chapter 14. And what Abraham goes through is that he watches his nephew, whom he split with earlier. He watches him get embroiled in a war and then kidnapped along with his house. And Abram has to step in and rescue him. But when he does, Abram turns the ire of all the kings on him. Abraham hasn't had a problem with anybody in the land yet until this moment. And this is the first great moment of repercussion for bringing Lot with him. Remember, God didn't tell him to bring Lot. He brought Lot. Then him and Lot split up. Now Lot gets himself kidnapped and Abram has to step in and take him back. And that turns the attention of the nations on Abraham. He hasn't had any conflict with anyone yet outside of the land of Egypt. And now he does. And we have every reason to believe, because we know what it means to be human, that that was not an easy thing for Abram. And that he's probably having some sleepless nights now going, oh boy, I didn't want to get into it with these people. And so God opens that 15th chapter by going, don't be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield. So I'll be the one that guards you in the middle of this. And I think we could take a couple of things here. First of all, and I know I skipped the Melchizedek, and I did it for a reason, because, man, that deserves like two or three podcasts by itself. And that's what we're going to do over the next few days. So I'm framing it so that when we jump into it, you'll have the context. I think one thing you can take from this story, there's a couple things. One, Abram still feels a sense of responsibility to Lot, because even though he wasn't supposed to bring him, he brought him. And when you find yourself in a situation where you are responsible but it's a responsibility you know you wish you didn't have, but it's one you brought on yourself, you still have to pick up that burden, whatever it is. So it's wrong for Abram to just ignore the fact that Lot's been kidnapped. Lot wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for me bringing him, Abram thinks. So I have to go get him. That's my moral obligation. That's my responsibility. And so he goes and he gets Lot. He doesn't like it because it's going to turn the guns on him, both figuratively and literally. The side story of Melchizedek we'll deal with in a moment or tomorrow. But then as 15 opens, God says, I'll be your shield, which leads me to a second thought. Abram, put your sword down. We're not going to do it this way. You had to? I know. You had to go get Lot. You got him. We don't have any evidence if Abram has to kill anyone. It doesn't say. But from now on, Abram, I'm your back. I've got your back. I'll be your shield. I'll be what protects you in the middle of this land where everyone's going to turn against you. It's interesting that there's no cutting of covenant yet, and that this will prompt God to cut a covenant with Abram, so that Abraham knows God's on his side. And you got to wonder what's going through his head. What you know is going, part of what's going through him is fear. That's why God opens with, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm your shield. I'm your reward. So technically today, all of chapter 14 is in our purview, even though we didn't read any of it. Those first 17 verses, Lot being kidnapped in the middle of a war, and then 18 to 24 we'll deal with over the next few days, which is the Melchizedek encounter with Abram, and we get to deal with the tithe, and we get to deal with communion, and we do them in an Old Testament context, and then we get to filter them through Christ into the New Testament. We start that journey tomorrow. I know this one's a little shorter today than usual, but that sets us up for the next few days. We'll see you then. Have a great day. God bless.